Money.
Voilà. On sait pas comment. Ça pense que la caisse.
Ok.
Oh, get.
Oh, I don't think well, it's actually like that, yeah. And you have to adjust the length. Okay. And then.
So we will wait for a few minutes.
Yeah.
Yours as well.
Well, you can put anywhere you want, actually.
Yeah, but the mic should not.
It's not a directional mic anyway.
To work like this. Oh, I will try to get my presentation running.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Okay, it's here now.
Okay.
Then press this. You know?
Just try.
Okay.
Oh.
Alt F5.
But doesn't appear on the screen here.
Wait a minute.
Oh.
Wow. Amazing. It's working.
Okay. Thank you. Yes, and okay. You can clip it on the
way. Okay.
So, good morning, everyone. Welcome at the kickoff meeting of our latest project. I hope you all have been updated about it.
Yeah.
Good. So we will try to structure this meeting with an agenda as presented here. After the opening, we will get acquainted to each other, see what our roles are in this project. So we have been provided with some technical tools to communicate and to learn from each other's plans, as I can say. So we will also try to get acquainted to this tool. So they're also new to me. I don't know whether you worked with them before. Then we will come to the actual project plan. You all know, I hope so. It's about the new remote control we are going to design. Then we will discuss how it should be and what our new product should look like, and Well, then after some 25 minutes, I hope we can end this meeting. So, basically this is about a new remote control. When you design a new product, you of course want it to be original. We want to be distinguished. People want to, when they look at the shelf, want to think, well, that's the product I need. So it needs to be trendy. I mean, trendy is what people want, so then they will buy our product. But then it also should work user-friendly, and otherwise people, it will not be be rated very well in consumer articles and like that. So the general outline of new project will be, we first go through a functional design phase. You all get certain tasks in this phase, and then we will meet again and discuss this functional design, and the same holds for the two phases after this, the conceptual design, and after that a more detailed design in which the final project should get its definite shape. Alright, but first we will do some tool training. In all in front of you you see the notebooks and notblocks, and we have here a whiteboard. Mm-hmm. And well, it should work. I've read it from my from some colleague that it should work with some kind of toolbar. I didn't find out yet how it worked, but maybe one of you did. So
and the documents in the shared folder. Okay.
Yes. Do you have to say something about that? I am not fully updated about this shared folder.
Yeah, I guess we'll have a shared folder with documents that we can share.
And yes, well, we will then find out how it works.
Yes.
Well, this seems to me as some computer program, but I didn't find it yet. So we'll come to that later. So now we will try out the whiteboard we have here. So I would suggest
each of us is going.
Well, yes, we should try to draw on it, and then, well, it should be smart some way. I'm not really sure how this works, but
okay. Shall I start?
Yeah.
I think for us it's just like a normal whiteboard, but they'll be recording. So what we write down.
Now they will record through that. There's a sensor that which is going to record the strokes.
But for us, it's just like a normal whiteboard.
Okay.
But it's. Actually, I think I cannot go with.
Doesn't it work? Maybe some. Maybe Anna. Maybe yeah. You can start. Then he can maybe find out to get scored, right?
No,
so, why don't you draw your favorite animal on the whiteboard?
My favorite animal. Right, it's all tangled up here.
Oh, I see. So draw it, we will try to guess what it is.
I'm a very bad drawer. Weird. You're not going to be able to guess from my drawing. I'm a bad drawer. Okay. Their ears, by the way. No? Close though. Okay, so like a pet animal. Like a cat.
Yeah.
It's like a cat, so I guess it's a cat.
No, not a cat though.
What is this now?
You forgot a footing. You on the knife?
Yeah. I think it's fine. I just don't want to cut it off. Man, this wire, you know, we need a wireless microphone. You know? So especially we should next project, we should take like that.
So, okay.
Sorry.
That's the cat.
It's not a cat, it's a dog.
It's a dog?
Yes.
So good, that's also kind of cat.
The dog doesn't have a tail?
It's got a tail then.
Both predators.
True, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought so, the dogs have a tail.
So do the cats. And I guess cats have a tail.
Yeah, I think I will go without it. Right?
Okay.
It will still not extend, right? It's not up to that.
Yeah. So, my favourite characteristics. Oh, dogs are always friendly and loyal and fun.
To another scale.
A horse?
It's a horse.
Yes.
This is why you're the designer and I'm marketing.
Yes, yes. Yes, definitely a horse. Yes. Well, very good.
So, yes, with different colors.
So,
I
suppose.
I think you can put that.
Pen widths of it. Electronic whiteboard. Did you
get it?
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
So now it's a zebra.
A blue and black zebra.
Yes. You can meet him in Africa, I think. It's very good.
Yeah. Well, very rare blue zebras, yes.
Voila.
Yeah,
I have to get rid of my wireless.
Don't need to talk about that.
Sure. You've got a lot of room here, you can probably reach.
I hope you have some space near the horse of meal.
I took a dog. A mouse?
This looks like a cat who has been driven over.
A cat, you know,
okay.
And we should sum up its favorite characteristics, right?
Yes, the moustache.
So
that's definitely a cat.
Yeah. And they like to sleep, that's why you said they are like this.
Oh, well. They need to get taking a rest, you know.
It's quite, you know, relaxed situation.
Yeah, quite relaxed way.
Yes.
It pulls it like up, I think. There is
maybe
a good exercise for it. You know?
Yeah, that's okay.
Maybe
I
should go over that.
So he has small legs.
Thank you, Matthew.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's kind of bad here.
Thank you, Matthew.
A very big rat or a very small cat.
A rat, okay.
So, I hope it gets up, huh?
Yes, this is certain some contribution to our
a
project.
New okay. name.
Your turn?
So, let's see which animal has not been drawn yet. So you've all drawn land animals, so why not draw an animal
a
from
bird.
The water?
Okay, in the water.
I don't know what that is. It's a bit hard to guess.
Yeah. Put it colors, maybe it would help.
Yes.
Yes.
The cat is going to eat the fish? Or
with different pen widths.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, it's a shark now.
Oh, it's a shark, yeah.
Oh, yes. Why not? It's good idea.
It's a baby shark, it looks to me. Mm. It's going to eat the cat rather than the cat eating the fish.
Now, it's a swordfish?
Why not?
You have some in Australia, right?
Swordfish?
Yeah.
I
don't know.
Maybe. I've never seen one. No.
Yeah.
I hope it still works.
Perfect. So I don't know if we need to spend time on that, actually. But,
Well, this tool seemed to work.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's continue to the real stuff. Our project finance thing. When you are going to design, we must keep in mind that the selling price of the project will be about 25 euros. So, when designing a project, I also look at you, Mile.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, people. Want to get the feeling this is a 25 euro project. Per
remote control.
Project.
Yeah, per project.
Yes. Okay. More interesting for our company, of course, profit aim, about 50 million euro. So we have to sell quite a lot of this things. We will try to get at an international market, it will be, I think, mainly Europe and Northern America, maybe some Asian countries. Also important for the whole is the product production cost must be a maximal 12
so it's half of the selling price, if I am good in mathematics.
Yes, of course. I mean, we still have to make our profit. Huh?
Of course.
We have to
sell at least 4 million
to make our own profit. We have to sell at least 4 million to make our own profit.
Oh, you're very good in mathematics.
Yes.
4 million.
So, well, I think... When we're working on the international market, in principle, it has enough customers. So when we have a good product, we could meet this aim, I think. So that's about the finance. And now, just let's have some discussion about what is a good remote control. And well, keep in mind this first point: it has to be original, it has to be trendy, it has to be user friendly. Maybe someone can mention some additional prerequisites for a good remote control.
Of course, it should have an on-off button.
Yes, it should have the expected functionality of a remote control.
Yeah.
Yes, and it depends what application you're using it for. You might need...
We're thinking television.
We are targeting the television set, so you need to record the channels.
Yeah.
You need to browse the channels in upward downward way.
Yes, that's very handy. I always miss it, and on some remote controls that you can go channel up or down instead of retyping the number, especially when you have a lot of channels.
And just before starting the detailed discussion, maybe you are the marketing guy?
I'm marketing.
So you're in marketing?
Yeah.
And you are in user interface design. So just I wanted to be sure. And I'm the industrial designer. Mm. Okay.
Yes.
Because I don't know you very well, actually.
I'm Matthew.
Okay. Miles. Happy to meet you.
Anna.
Okay.
Anna.
So
and I'm not.
Matthew. Yeah. I think you know me,
Just on your web page, but not face to face. So
are some other very important things to do. Well, to specify in this first phase of the project. So the browse function,
You need the usual ones, right? The changing the volume, changing the channel, and then today we have teletext and all those things. Tomorrow you might have some more functions which might come through that.
Yes.
Like so what? Like internet on the
IP over. Now we are looking for television things over IP, for example. Personal video recorder and all those stuffs are coming up.
But we can't really design for something that hasn't been invented yet.
It's coming up, actually. The personal video recorder and all those things.
I think...
You two should think
this over, especially what functionality?
Of course, and first, before designing the thinking about the functionalities, we need to know what are the user requirements.
Then
if they need internet, then we would be able to propose something with TV over IP. But before
90% of the time, 99% of the time, people will be using the main functions, the volume, the different channels, so we can have all the fancy things as well, but the main controls need to be very obvious and very easy to use.
Mm. And keep in mind, it's a €25 unit, so the very fancy stuff, we can leave it out, I think. So €25, you expect a quite, well, normal, but good functioning, user-friendly remote control.
Oh, in that case, you always hook up with a... someone who is providing that, and you sell that product as well as your product with them,
So try and get TV manufacturers.
We want to design a new one.
It's okay. Yeah, I understand. So we need some numbering buttons, some teletext things, and then...
The main is...
Yes, but about the buttons, buttons that will be on it, I think we can discuss that in the next meeting.
Yeah.
I would like to get this wrapped up and go to an end of this meeting.
Okay.
So
okay, we are all right.
Okay.
So you know now the basic things.
Yeah.
And well, just for the next meeting, you will work on a design, keep it general. I mean, so we will be still flexible with maybe adding some functions.
Mm-hmm.
So you will be working on technical function design. So
yeah, sure.
And when you and think about requirements. Mm-hmm. Does it need internet, or do we stay at basic television interface? So, I think we should now all go work at this, and you will be informed via email and all that kind of communication.
Yep.
Okay.
So next meeting will be in 30 minutes. Keep it in mind.
that.
Okay, next.